Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome to our annual Avian Awards podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we will take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 Avian Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, remember that this is an interactive series. I love your feedback, all of it. If you have a question or a comment or anything you want to hear discussed more in depth, want to talk about what you heard in the last podcast, suggestions, anything you want to hear more about or want me to get deeper into a category, just let me know. You can drop me a line at Rog@RogReviews.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Send me a direct message there. Or if you're listening to this on my site or watching it on YouTube, just throw a comment below. Just please remember, with the comments, keep it positive. We're trying to make this a good thing for all the nominees involved. Remember that your feedback shapes this series and keeps it from just being me reading off a list of nominations. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for the entire year. I will mention your company, site, favorite star, charity, cause, anything you'd like at the beginning and end of all podcasts during this series and for everything in 2020. As always, half of all podcast money goes to A Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. Welcome back, everybody. We are on to episode 7 of our AVN 2020 podcast series. It looks like we're going to get this done in 10. Got a couple more of the just normal categories, and then the last one I'm going to save for some of the big awards. Changed mics a little bit the last couple. I didn't like the sound, so hopefully this will be a little better. I also try and slow down a little. I've been listening to them, and wow, talking really fast. So episode 7, for those of you following along with us at avianawards.com/nominees, we are down to Best Romance. So if you want to follow along, you can do so there. Best Romance, like Best Parody, is a shorter category, only 5 nominees. I like that for some of these categories. I like that we recognize these movies a lot, and I like that we are not so tied to 10 or 12 nominees that we're just going to bog it down with stuff that might not be as good. So you end up with a really good list. Best Romance, Games Lovers Play from Erotica X, Holding Out and Giving In from Belisa, Love Song from Wicked, Lustful Wife Adam and Eve, and Sexual Fidelity from Wicked. And I mentioned Love Song quite a few times in this series. I really like it. That's going to be the top of my ballot. But there's some good ones. It's nice to see. I like to see adult features. I particularly like to see couples-friendly adult features. And certainly romances are going to fall into that category. Some good movies here. Just nice, well-scripted, well-acted movies. Best Sexual Barter Production. We're going to go over this, and then I'm going to rename the category for you. Amateurs 1 and 31, Net Video Girls, Backstage Banging 6, Mofos, Banger Bust, Teen Fidelities, Blackmailed Tenants 2, Blackmailed from Kevin Moore, Evil Angel, Busting the Babysitter 4, Porn Pros, Girls Under Arrest 2, Adult Time, I Got Fucked by My Probation Officer 3, Lethal Hardcore, Pickup Fucks 9, Reality Kings, Roadside XXX Bang, and Shoplifter 6 from Crave. Some different themes here, but all under the same sexual barter category. That's become a really, really popular thing. It's also really popular in the clips world. Lots of landlords and blackmail, lots of that stuff. As far as productions go, the Blackmailed Tenants, Kevin Moore movie is very, very good. If you like Kevin's stuff, that's an outstanding title. That's my favorite. I like the stuff from Net Video Girls. I always have. They're one of the first that kind of did this, bring a girl in for a calendar audition and see how far she'll go. It's obviously all fiction. It's a good formula, and it works for them. Some of the others, you know, lots of, you know, sex for rides. But this category overall, I want to rename. Really, this is the best euphemism for rape category. Think about some of these things, right? The shoplifter movies where an accused shoplifter gets held in the back room until the security guard comes around and then offers to let them off if they fuck them. Girls Under Arrest. So you get arrested, and if you don't fuck the officer, you're going to jail. Blackmailed Tenants, landlords who either need the rent or have something on their tenants. The Amateurs Wanted, how far are you willing to go? All of these things would be rape in the real world. So while we have taboo relations, which really just means incest, here we have sexual barter, which really means rape, often rape under the color of authority. So that's kind of creative. Best solo tease performance, Angela White, Dark Side, scene 4. That was the water scene. Beautiful. Blonde MILF Cherry DeVille is machine fucked in tight bondage from fucking machines. Center of attention, tushy.com, Adriana Chechik. Choked and Soaked 3, Belladonna. That's Kiera Croft. Elements, Evil Angel, Anna DeVille. Fuck Phys Ed from Vision / Digital Sin, Anya Olsen. I Love Big Toys 42, Lauren Phillips. Lost Love, scene 6, Jessica Drake. My First Interracial, 14, from Black, Ivy Wolf. And Teenage Lesbian from Adult Time, that was Kristen Scott. You guys know how I feel about Ms. Scott. She's fantastic. The Angela White stuff, Dark Side is perfect every second of every scene. It's just that good. And the tease was excellent. I actually like the tease in the opening scene even better out at the abandoned water park. I thought that was really colorful and beautiful. But I get why they went with this one. If you haven't seen it, the whole movie is worth it. Angela is spectacular. But do also enjoy the tease because it is really fantastic. Best soundtrack, Aladdic from Wood Rocket, Captain Marvel. Wicked, Confessions of a Sinful Nun. Sweetheart, Girl Corps Season 1, Adult Time. Her and Him, Pornhub. I Am Riley, Evil Angel. Insomniac, Burning Angel. Lost Love, Wicked. Rocco's Time Master and Teenage Lesbian. I used to really like the Burning Angel stuff because at least it had some good music that I'd want to listen to outside of porn. There's not a lot of that this year. Everything about Rocco's Time Master was really well done, and I think that's probably one of my favorites. Captain Marvel worked. It fit with the whole parody. You know, with Aladdic, you've got some good music. That's probably the one that stands out the most is probably Aladdic from Wood Rocket. But overall, I would probably go with Time Master or Captain Marvel for soundtrack. A lot of the same movies in Best Special Effects. Aladdic, Brazzybots from Brazzers, that was a nice series. Captain Marvel again, Demon Daughter from Mena Wolf. Future Darkly, the complete second series. Game of Bones 2 from Wood Rocket. Killer Wives, Digital Playground, The Portal, Misa X, Rocco's Time Master, and They Come in Peace, Digital Playground. Again, I really like Time Master. Future Darkly is a really impressive series from a visual standpoint, and that really includes the special effects that make it stand out and make it very special. Those are probably... Captain Marvel was also very good. So was Brazzybots, though, in terms of special effects. So there's some good ones. Nothing super spectacular. Everybody now has access to some pretty good special effects. So I think that we're seeing that in all movies. Now, the next two we're going to do Best Supporting Actor. Jake Adams from Love Emergency. He was very funny. Chad Alva, Doppelganger, Sweet Sinner. Brad Armstrong in Love Emergency. It's fun to see Brad acting in other people's movies where he doesn't have to worry about being a director. He was very good in Love Emergency. It's interesting they got two supporting actors, but they did not get anything for Sarah Vendel, who was excellent in the movie. Mick Blue, Night of Reckoning. Nathan Bronson from Choice. Ryan Driller, Lost Love, was very good. Quentin James, Captain Marvel. Marcus London, Uninvited. Tommy Pistol, The Gang Makes a Porno. And Chad White, Gentleman. Tommy Pistol's always really good. He was funny in Gang Makes a Porno. I really liked Brad, and Jake Adams was very funny. He had some of the funniest lines in Love Emergency, which was a really good movie. So any of those three would be good. Best Supporting Actress, Joanna Angel for Love Song. Very good performance. Different than what we've seen from Joanna in the past. Nina Hartley, Confessions of a Sinful Nun. And Nina is an excellent actress. Ella Hughes, Uninvited. Kenna James, Teenage Lesbian. Avi Love, A Daughter's Deception. She was very good in this one. Kira Noir and the Gentleman. Penny Pax, Lost Love. Penny Pax is always outstanding. Mona Wales, Girls Next Door. Maitland Ward and Drive. Jane Wilde and Better Things to Do. Well, I think that someone like Nina Hartley is going to get a lot of votes. She was very good in a good movie and has years of gravitas built up. Also, Joanna Angel for something a little different for her, really getting a chance to act in ways that are more than just kind of being funny. Avi Love has done some really good work recently, but I honestly think Maitland Ward's performance in Drive was too good to miss. She was outstanding in that. There were lots of good performances in that, but obviously Angela got nominated for Perspective instead of Drive. And really, Maitland was just outstanding in Drive. Beautiful, high profile, and just a great acting performance. And last one for this episode, Best Taboo Relations Production. Again, Best Incest Movie. Busted by My Stepdad, Family Hookups, Dysfunctional 3, Porn Fidelity, Family Pies 3, Nubiles, I'm Engaged to My Father 2, Smash, that's actually a funny title, I'm My Stepdad's Favorite 2 from Digital Sin, My Stepson is Evil, Evil Angel, Sibling Seduction, Sweet Sinner, Sister Trick Volumes 1 and 2 from Adult Time, Slutty Stepdaughters 5 from Bad Daddies, and Step Siblings, Family Sinners. You've got some production companies here who sort of specialize in this stuff. Bad Daddy, for example. But then you've got Evil Angel stepping in with My Stepson is Evil, with a high-budget, super fantastic-looking, great movie, and kind of ruining the bell curve a little bit for it. Dysfunctional 3 is good. Porn Fidelity has some interesting kink to them. You guys know, I'm not super fond of this. I don't particularly see the appeal. I get that it's fantasy, totally fine. Nothing against that. I just don't know that we need to make it a separate category. This is a particular kind of story, a particular kind of fetish, maybe? Niche? I guess it's, to me it's more of a niche. And the other niches don't get their own. BBW doesn't get its own. Water sports don't get its own. Don't. Water sports. Movies that feature water sports do not have their own category. Cream pies don't have their own. They're all into niche, but this one is sort of, it stands out. Pretty good. This category to me might have been better if they'd cut it and pared it down to five nominees instead of the full 10. Might have been a better category at the top. That was it for number 7. This one's a little bit short. These last few are going to be shorter rather than do really long ones. We're just going to kind of burn through some of these. As always, I'd love to hear your feedback. Find me on Twitter, Facebook, my site. Go ahead and comment below. Send me an email, Raj@RajReviews.com. Can't get through there, have any problems, Raj@PipelineMultimedia.com. That's basically it. Remember, of course, sponsorships are available. The entire year is $150. I will mention your website, your favorite star, whatever you want, all year long. That's it. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear from you guys. And we're down to the last 3, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of our 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, please send me an email, Raj@RajReviews.com, or DM me on Twitter, or put a comment below. We will take a look at it, maybe read it on air, and shape the next podcast for you. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.